Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
It is back to school time, like it or not, and there are some essentials that we need to have. But we need a fashionista, Andy Page, to tell us what we need to wear this fall, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I've got the top three hot must-haves for back to school.
Okay.
And when I tell you these, I'm going to feel you roll your eyes across the land. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, here they are. Okay, it's overalls, the midi skirt, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and oversized sweatshirts with the neck cutouts, a la Flashdance. Not kidding.
What?
I know. So let's just talk about overalls for a minute. Yes, overalls are back. Have you seen them a lot this summer?
You know what? I haven't.
Well, they are huge. But I'm happy to say that, we all did overalls in the 80s. So let's talk about this trend and how to make it more modern now.
Thank you.
And the way that they're wearing it now is with really polished items. Overalls with stilettos, overalls with, you know, tailored shirts, overalls done in a different way, even with blazers to work, believe it or not. Yeah, that's actually how you're going to pair your overalls. So you want to treat your overalls just like you would hot jeans. And that's how you do it. And I'm telling you, it's the hottest item for college kids and high school kids back to school.
Can I ask you a real quick question about that? So when you're wearing overalls, what does the leg do? Is it not baggy? Does it go tight and it form against the leg?
Well, the modern overall actually is tapered at the leg, so it's almost like skinny. But don't you remember when we used to do the fold and roll?
Oh, yes.
When you take the leg and you fold it in and then you roll it up.
We pegged them, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. So you peg it.
Okay.
So you peg it and then wear stilettos with a great crop jacket and a really great shirt. And, yeah, that's the hot item. So you must have an overall. But let's talk about the midi skirt, because I am most excited about the midi. So if you can imagine that a mini skirt and a maxi skirt got together, they had a baby, they create the midi.
And you're saying M-I-D-I, right? Midi.
That's right.
Okay.
And the midi skirt is just such a beautiful length on so many people. It's not at the knee. It's actually about 5 or 6 inches below the knee.
What?
And so there's an introduction to the calf there that is just gorgeous. It looks wonderful in high heels. But if you're someone who really doesn't like their knees, then please, I want you to buy skirts now, because you want to fill your closet with the midi. The midi length is really, really hot. Every designer is doing it. I actually had on a midi dress yesterday. And, it's the hot new length, the midi. So the midi skirt is really hot for back to school as well.
So what if you're short, though?
You can still find it.
Okay.
You just want to remember that a midi is, like I said, about 5 to 6 inches below the knee, just at the above the widest part of the calf. So you're still introducing the calf.
Okay, on me, that's about 2 inches, not 5 or 6.
Okay.
But I will try.
Yeah. So you're a little midi minus. But
my legs are so short. What else do we need this fall?
So you also want to have an oversized, you know, personalized sweatshirt. And when I say personalized, I mean you kind of want to cut it up a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, for people who don't remember Flashdance, that's really what I'm talking about.
Oh, what a feeling.
Exactly. So you want to cut out the neck. You want to cut out the sleeves. You don't want any of the bandedness that, you know, exists. So the banded arms, the banded bottom, all that has to go. Now, let me just tell you that designers and really, really creative people out there are, of course, putting graphic, you know, wording and all kinds of things on those sweatshirts. You're going to find them in all different colors. You can absolutely personalize them. But again, just like with overalls, you want to pair that with something that's a little more polished and, dare I say, even a little more corporate.
Oh.
So that oversized sweatshirt is going to look great with, you know, a pencil skirt. It's going to look great with, you know, a really nice pant and heels. You want to wear it, believe it or not, almost as if it was kind of a cardigan. So that's how you are going to pair that. So anything that you would pair a cardigan with to work, you can do with the oversized, personalized sweatshirt.
So what is the shirt that's underneath the sweatshirt? Because you have to have something on under it.
You can. It could be a tank top.
Okay.
You don't want it to be, you know, anything collared, that's for sure. But so you want it to be as minimal as possible so that, you know, the sweatshirt is really the statement. And it's really all about, you know, kind of doing corporate on the bottom from the waist down. But for back to school, of course, you know, they're pairing it with jean shorts and cowboy boots and things like that. But nonetheless, here we go. Overalls, cut up sweatshirts, and the midi skirt. Those are the three hot things that everyone has to have for back to school.
And I have to ask you, can people over the age of 45 do this look?
Yes, that's exactly what I was telling you, how to pair it for work.
You can
absolutely pull off this look. Just because you've done a look once doesn't mean you can't do it again.
I wish I would have saved everything.
You just have to do it in a more polished and, you know, really kind of edited way.
Okay.
So you don't want to go overboard. No side ponytails, no wristbands or headbands.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, you just want to pair it with more modern polished items, and you can definitely get away with it. And not only that, you'll look fresh and modern. So I encourage you to try.
Okay, well, I got to see it. Where can we see it?
Well, please go to Pinterest. You'll see a lot of my pins so that you'll get an idea for how to do the look. But you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, for more interesting ideas on how to work with your wardrobe on a budget. And then go to my website, censusstyle.com.
It's radical. It's back to the 80s. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Still on that flight.